Hello, this is Martin Pitella for Life Enthusiast Podcast. And with me today, I have Jim Onek, the CEO of Epoch Lasers. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Martin. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Great. So I want to preframe this talk today with saying that we'll be talking in technical details about a product that's a technology that helps people remove effects of inflammation. And it's primarily going to be focused for people who are in the business of caring for others, or maybe enthusiasts in helping to care for themselves. The product itself is a professional grade piece of equipment, and off we go. Epoch Lasers. Jim, you were recently in Ecuador, right?
Yes, Martin, that is correct. I just got back, in fact, at the end of last week. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to participate in the grand opening of Clinic Alinda, which is a clinic that has been set up for free to help the indigenous people in Ecuador up in the Andes Mountains. And they respond really rapidly to the laser treatment. But interesting, while I was there and treating the indigenous people, there were other people that were there at the facility who really latched on to the ability to be able to help reduce people's pain and inflammation through a device like the laser, and saw themselves becoming certified therapists. And so a number of people, you know, started asking, how can I become a therapist? How can I get certified? How can I get a device? Can I use this at home? And can I use it locally and travel around and help family and friends and even people at a firehouse, a local firehouse, feel better?
Right. There's quite an extended expatriate community in Ecuador, right?
Yes, there sure is.
Yeah. Or were these people also just visiting?
Well, there were the indigenous people that there are locally, and there were other people that were there visiting what's called the Tosa Blue Mountain. And it's a spiritual resort location. And they were there to learn. And we were all there for the equinox that took place and to observe the equinox.
Of course. Well, so let's dive into it. So this, what do you call this device specifically? Is it Laser 980 or?
It's called the Epoch 980, and it is a class 4 laser. So it's a professional grade product, as you mentioned. So there are different classifications of laser. Laser class 1 being like a laser pointer, and a class 4 being anything above 500 milliwatts. So this particular laser is 20 watts total power. Now, that may sound scary, but that lets you have a very broad treatment beam, which means you can treat a larger surface area, which equates to much faster treatment. So the typical treatment time with this laser is 10 minutes.
Right, because we have also been promoting your personal style device, the InfraHelios, that puts out quite a bit less power, right?
Right, the InfraHelios, is much lower in power, still uses the same light science, the 980 nanometer wavelength. It's spread over a larger surface area, so it just means that it takes a longer time to treat. So where a typical treatment with the professional grade laser is 10 minutes, the InfraHelios is typically 30 minutes. So quite a bit difference in time and efficiency if you're a clinician and you have your own clinic or you're doing treatments of multiple people a day.
Okay, so let's just first tell people about the applications. Like, when would this be appropriate? For what situations?
Sure, great. This is a good question. This device can be used for chronic or acute pain conditions. So if somebody has arthritis in their knees or their hands, or even their back, it can certainly be used to help relieve the inflammation and pain of that. If they sustain a sprained ankle or a sports injury, it can be used to treat that. So an acute type of injury. But most common treatments that I get to tell you are people our age, and they get the old sciatica, the L4, L5, slight disc herniation, and they feel pain in their hips. And then their body starts to compensate. They feel pain in their knees, sometimes their ankles. And it all stems from that L4, L5 spine area. And so that's the most common treatment as a therapist that I encounter, is treating this back chronic back pain, especially with men that are around the 50 year age mark. And so the other I get is shoulders. People get shoulders, they work out too much. And of course, the other in a lot of women I get is knees. So I'm always treating a lot of knees. Mm-hmm. And the laser is effective for all of those types of pains and discomforts. And I always like to say that the body gets referred pain. And so I had a really interesting case I should mention to you where the person that came in from the village, Clinic Alinda, had a pain in the middle of his back. And in the process of treating the area around the pain, I discovered that the lower back right hand quadrant of his back, just above his hip, was really super tight. And I treated that and it released his back and the pain went away that was further up. And that's what we call a referred pain. And so you get to, as a therapist, this isn't an impersonal type of treatment. As a therapist, you get to interact with the patient, talk with them, assess their pain level, understand maybe some of the root causes of their pain, not always maybe physical. Some of them are mental blocks, but you get to treat the whole patient and you get to have a conversation with them and you really get to help heal the whole person during the treatment session.
So sounds like this Epoch 980 would be well placed in a chiropractor's or an acupuncturist's or physiotherapist's or massage therapist's or Reiki maybe offices.
Yes, exactly. Those are the exact types of people that use the device. A lot of chiropractors like it. It gives them an option to not just do an adjustment on a person, but actually to do the laser on top of the adjustment and make faster progress with the patient and maybe longer times in between treatments, but to actually really help. And it's not an e-stim device, as an example. It gives temporary pain relief. The laser is much longer lasting. Another great example was while we were down in Ecuador, a woman came in who was on the plane, really had a sore back, had difficulty even walking. And we gave her a nice good 15 minute treatment in this case, because the pain was so severe. The next day, she walked up the mountain to attend an Indian ceremony. And
that was a serious hike, yes?
That was a serious hike. And she said she had some discomfort, but that she never would have even thought about walking up the hill if she hadn't had the treatment and had the pain relieved. So I don't want to leave the impression that one treatment is magic and you're all cured, because it takes sometimes a series of treatments, but it just shows you that you can have a very rapid positive effect on the level of pain.
Yeah, you're mentioning the L4, L5. That's usually the sedentary lifestyle that triggers that, right?
Exactly. The people sit around and watch TV. And because their back's sore, they don't go for a walk. And then what happens is they gain weight. And then that pressure from the added weight gain exasperates the condition. And then they kind of get in this downward spiral, less motion, more sitting. And what the laser does is reverse that. You get the patient treated, they get their back feeling better. And suddenly they say, I feel like I'm going to go for a walk this morning. My pain isn't as great. They stop taking the harsh medication. And they start to go in this upward spiral saying, oh, maybe I'll get outside. Maybe I'll do a little gardening. And all of a sudden, no, I'm going to go walk the dog. Then they feel better. And they say, well, you know what? I think maybe I should eat a little better. And just they start paying more attention to their health because you've gotten rid of that pain.
You know, a sacrilegious thought occurred to me is that one of these units should be in every office. So especially where people are having to sit for long hours, like programmers or coders or whatever, people who sit in front of computers, because you could treat them and let them work. So every employer should be actually motivated to treat their people so that they last longer, right?
Right. I mean, that's why we say every home and office, should have a laser. And we say that, and really there's a serious connotation behind it. Healthcare of the future, you spend $35,000 on a car, and this laser is far less than that. But you could treat your family, your whole family, if they have these chronic pain conditions. I know we have an 18-year-old nephew that lives with us and is into sports, and he gets bumps and bruises from those types of sports injuries. And, we, of course, get our own things from exercising that we need to treat. So it gets used within the family as well. And you know, it's quite often it's the neighbors and people close by that know about it and say, hey, can I get a treatment? And once you gain the patient, you may give them a course of 6 to 10 treatments, and they get better for sometimes 6 months or a year. But I have one patient now I've been treating for the past 4 or 5 years, and he'll say, Jim, I need a tune-up. And so I go in to give him a tune-up, one or two treatments, and then he's good for another year. So,
and so it's just a couple of treatments, and he's fine for a year.
Yeah, because he's had the main course of treatment, so most of the issues causing the pain have been taken care of. And usually it comes because he overdoes something. He overs done exercising, or he's lifted too much weight, or he's done something wrong, and it's kind of created the condition again. But then a couple laser treatments and he responds really fast to it, and it solves his problem.
Right. So while this unit is not a cheap toy, this comes fully configured at just under $20,000, right?
Correct. Yes.
And do you offer any financing or leasing type of arrangements?
We do. It depends on the person's individual situation, or if they're a business, of course, that it's easy to do a lease. The lease payment is such that just treating one patient a month can help, you know, take care of the lease cost. If you're a person and you don't have that capability to get a business lease, then there's always methodologies to do personal financing, you know, to acquire the device.
Right. Well, for people who have been in chronic pain, this thing could be just a tool that they need to liberate themselves to perhaps return back to work, whatnot.
Yeah, it's funny. This morning I was thinking about this talk, and I was, you know, just adding mentally, you might be, if you're in chronic pain, you might be taking a pill that's as much as $400 per pill. And you have a copay to that. And then you have to drive back and forth to the doctors, maybe to get your blood checked while you're on these medications. You have a chance to become addicted. So you have this expense, and you think, okay, the laser may sound, the professional grade may sound expensive, but at the end of the day, it's a lot less money than some of the medications people are on, and all the doctor's visits and the insurance and the copays and things that you have to go through.
Right. And of course, if you get yourself on opioids, that's a whole new kettle of fish.
That's correct. It's a whole new kettle of fish. Yeah.
All right. So how did we get here? Tell me about the research that went into this. How did you develop this? I mean, this is not the only light treatment in the market. Could you help us differentiate it from the other technologies that are there?
Sure. My story starts 20 years ago, and I had some, of course, exposure in my career being in the medical device industry to lasers used in ophthalmology. So I knew quite a bit about lasers. And then about 20 years ago, I was exposed to this idea of laser therapy and cold laser therapy. So I have a background in biomedical engineering. I was an emergency medical technician, an EMT. So I have some medical training. I worked in a chemistry lab, so I have some chemistry training. So things kind of fell together in line for me to look at this in a whole new light, so to speak. And what I ended up doing is starting to research why the lasers out there that there were articles for weren't really working well. Why didn't the studies prove positive? So I did a meta-analysis of hundreds and hundreds of these articles, and I began to observe a pattern. And then I began to think of and conceive of a device built around this pattern of what made us for a successful treatment, which turned out to be something you know, called the optical power density. And I optimized the device for the proper optical power density. I went to the University of Toledo, and we did a study on at a cellular level to show that the 980 nanometer laser actually stimulated the cellular reactions that we were expecting that it would, and it did. We then did a study on some chronic back pain patients at the University of Toledo Medical School. We also did some on some healing of people that had metal components put in their wrists. So we've done quite a bit of research over the years, but it started from the cellular level. And even before that, I was using the laser on a can of Spam. I think I told some people the story, because the Spam has a pretty good human model in terms of its absorption of laser. I've done fresh cadaveric work to understand the laser propagation through the tissue, and then mathematically and computer model to that propagation. So all of that study gives me a very good control on the process. What's the optical power needed to get through the different layers of tissue so there's enough energy to stimulate the cells, because I know what that power level needs to be. So it all falls together. I didn't just take a piece of equipment and say, oh, this feels warm, I think it's working. I actually studied the reaction to see what it did at the cellular level first, and then build the protocols and things around that data.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of talk about different wavelengths, right? People talk about the purple light and blue light and red light and green light, and of course infrared, and is it the near or the far, and so many theories. People are standing in front of red light panels thinking that that's all that's needed, right?
Right. But if I could, I could actually go through a little bit. I have a few slides to show you the mechanism of action. If I share my screen.
It would be great, yeah.
Okay, let me do that. So there's a biological effects of therapeutic lasers, such as the EPIC 980. And the aim is to biostimulate injured and dysfunctional tissue that we've really talked about. And the clinical trials and studies indicate the beneficial effects of light therapy on tissues and cells at the 980 nanometer wavelength. So let's delve into a little bit more of how it works. So you mentioned all the different color lights. Well, our bodies and cells have chromophores that are components of molecules which absorb light. So there's different chromophores within the mitochondria. So there happens to be a really strong chromophore in the mitochondrial membranes. When the light hits that chromophore, it incites the production of ATP. And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, for the audience there who may or may not remember, I'll jog their memory of what a mitochondria is. So think of it as a tiny electrochemical battery that converts energy from the food you eat and the air that you breathe into this ATP. So it's like a molecular motor. You energize it and the motor turns and it stimulates the production of ATP. So mitochondria are the powerhouse of living cells. ATP, or adenosine triphosphate, is a chemical that's produced when these mitochondria are activated by the light. And that ATP drives biochemical activity inside your living cells. And it's a key building block of your DNA and RNA. All life on Earth depends on this tiny little energetic molecule, all life. And so here, not only do you have the oxygen you breathe and the food you eat being converted, but now you have photonic energy converted to ATP because of this nice chromophore that's in the membrane of the mitochondria. The ATP helps drive the healing mechanisms within our body. So really what we're doing is, by activating the cellular mechanisms with this light, this 980 light, we are increasing the production of ATP, and we're helping the body increase its own healing mechanisms. So a little different than taking a drug. This is actually activating at the site increase of ATP, which activates the body's own healing mechanisms. So that's the idea behind it. So the ATP synthesis is increased. Light energy at 980 penetrates through the skin and tissues, energizes the mitochondria, and increases the production of ATP, and it leads to a biological cascade of events. And those can be increased growth factor response with the cells and tissue, increased protein synthesis, accelerated cell production and growth, leading to fast repair of damaged tissue, and increased metabolic activity. So all of that is the output. So really, we're activating the body's own mechanism by throwing in a third energizing compound known as the photon of light. So what's interesting is, why do our cells react so profoundly to the 980 nanometer laser when it's not in our atmosphere? And this is what's the pretty cool question that I'm always be on a quest for. And that is, the 980 is not prevalent in our modern day atmosphere. But according to the friends at NASA, it used to be in biblical times, but it's no longer prevalent. So 980 nanometers does not get below 30,000 feet, roughly the, you know, how high an airplane flies. So it's not getting to Earth, but our body has this mechanism built in that responds to it. So that's pretty cool.
What do you suppose is blocking it now?
The industrialized atmosphere.
Matters in the, or is it chemicals in the air?
Well, not just chemicals. I mean, it's not just artificial, but it's also natural. Volcanoes, changes in weather patterns, disruptions of the Earth's atmosphere, you know, the difference in the position to the sun, all these things affect the penetration of the light. But our modern day atmosphere with all the chemicals and things in it doesn't help. So it's a combination of natural and man-made factors.
Right. That's so on this graph, you actually placed the airplane just into the range where this 980 would be, right?
Right. Yeah. So I guess if you stood on a wing of an airplane to 30,000 feet, you could get the 980 effects, but you might have some other side effects that wouldn't be good. So that's the, you know, that's the cool thing is our body has this mechanism built in response to the 980. But there's another thing to think about with the 980 wavelength, and that is 980 is not absorbed by the melanin, meaning it penetrates through any color of skin. And the lower infrared wavelengths in the 800 to 850, well, they're highly absorbed of the melanin, meaning that they may not be as effective on a dark-skinned person as they would be as on a light-skinned person.
I guess you could say that the darker-skinned people are warmed up faster using the shorter wave, right?
Correct. And so the 980 does not get absorbed by the melanin, means more of the healing light can penentrate. And so again, the underlying mechanism of action is there's this mechanism that responds to the 980 and it activates the mitochondria to produce more ATP, which equates to the body its own mechanisms of healing being activated.
Yeah, this is quite profound actually, because of course the mitochondrial illness is now running quite rampant these days. And it's, chronic fatigue is probably the most common presentation of that deficiency, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But also slow healing.
Yeah.
Or no healing. And it makes me wonder how the current, what shall we call them? The long hauler after effect of the viral infections, if that's related to this mechanism or not.
Very well could be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really good to have this as an option because you may be able to mask the pain, but you're, you know, a drug, especially a narcotic drug, that doesn't activate the ATP production. It just hides the pain. It blocks the signals. From the nerves to the brain.
No healing takes place when you block the signal.
Correct. Yeah. That's correct. So this is really, it's really an amazing technology. Like I said, it's been 20 years. I can now officially say it's patented technology. So it's just been a kind of a life's mission to bring this to fruition. And I've had the opportunity to just watch many, many people over the years be healed. And the people that use this in the field love it. Their patients love it. And it really can make a difference and turn people's lives around. And so for anyone that wants to be a healer, that wants that personal interaction to really do some good for a person, and they're interested in this, you know, we provide with the laser purchase the full certification. You go through training that teaches you about the laser, about the underlying biology, teaches you, most importantly, the laser safety. This device you wear goggles with, it teaches you about that. And it can help you learn how to deal with the patient, how to ask the proper questions, to get the proper feedback, and to assess the patient's pain level. Are they a 10, a 9, a 7? And so it's for somebody that likes that personal hands-on care, this type of therapy is really outstanding. And the technicians that do it, the people that do this, the doctors and the therapist, they really get a joy out of seeing the patients, you know, get better.
Yeah, it actually sounds really exciting. I know that we have had really positive response from the InfraHelios small personal units that we have put out in the field. So I'm really excited to be able to get our audience to find out about this professional level equipment.
Yeah, and I think because we've had such interest in people wanting to be therapists, we've experimented with doing Zoom trainings for all the theoretical, and then do you know, hands-on group trainings. And those have been very effective. That's what we ended up doing in Ecuador. We did Zoom trainings ahead of time. Then when some of us met in Ecuador, we did the hands-on with the different patients, because we saw such a wide variety of pain conditions: ankles, hands, you know, feet, knees, backs, shoulders, complete variety of patient size, women, men, elderly, young. It was a great variety.
Well, it won't, yeah. I mean, there's no limit. You can treat a horse with it.
That's how I started, actually, was treating animals, was treating the horses,
yeah.
And small animals. So if you're a small animal technician, you can actually treat the small animals with it. So we kind of have always added, we say, a laser for every home office and barn. So you can have it in your barn too.
Well, I can imagine that the aging dog that usually suffers with lameness of some sort or inability to move again, this would be just highly beneficial.
Yeah, my experience with my own dogs that have I've watched age and then you know, have lameness, especially in the hips, the dogs really like the treatment. They relax. Even the dogs that are a little aggressive, they relax when they feel this warmth. And they have a quite immediate reaction where they're hardly moving, and you give them the laser, and they'll jump up on their feet and walk around, and so they make really good patients.
A willing subject, yeah.
A willing subject, yes. So they enjoy the treatment, and in fact, most people do. Some people get very relaxed. Sometimes they fall asleep during the treatment and you have to kind of wake them up. Mm-hmm. Most people say they sleep better at night because suddenly that pain and discomfort's gone and they're finally relaxed and they get a good night's rest.
Awesome. Well, I don't know what else to ask. I mean, we understand how wonderfully it works. We think that we can train almost anyone to operate it safely.
Yes. Yes. There's not a lot of risk. I mean, people wear goggles. You pay attention to the laser safety, which is an integral part of the training. But in terms of the therapeutic, it's easy to pick up on, especially for somebody that is doing other kinds of healing work. They have no problem adapting. And yeah. So I've trained a lot of people and certified a lot of people over the years. And they all, you know, are successful at adapting it.
Okay. So for the people who decide to purchase, they probably would want to know about warranties. Is there one?
Yes, there's a 2-year warranty on the box, and there is a 1-year warranty on the fiber. Unless, of course, the thing that to remember is that the delivery system is an optical fiber. It's a laser. So there's a yellow cable that comes off the front panel and goes to a nice handpiece, right, that gives you the right treatment size, but right, that's an optical fiber. So if people step on it and break it, then
it's broken.
What happens? And then it's broken. So yeah. We don't warranty against that, but if there's a degradation, you know, due to manufacturing defects in the fiber, of course, we replace that within a year, and the machine is 2 years. Okay. And it's solid state. It's a solid state laser diode. So there's not a lot of calibration, or there's not a lot of parts that can fail inside.
Right. This will have a very long life other than the mechanical problem with the fiber, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I
encourage everybody, as if your listeners are listening and interested, to contact you or to contact me and to, by all means, I'm happy to talk. If you find there's four or five people that want to have an individual session and ask questions and answers, I'm of course always available to try to do that for
you. Yeah, I'll encourage everyone to contact Jim Onek at Epoch Lasers directly. Just tell them that you watched this Life Enthusiast talk about it. And that's all we ask.
Yep. You can reach me at my email is jim.onek, O-H-N-E-C-K, at epoch, E-P-O-C-H, lasers, L-A-S-E-R-S.com. You can go to our website and send a contact through there. They all come to me. And that's www.epochlasers.com. So epochlasers.com. And there's resources, and you can maybe read some stories and learn more about the product as well.
Great. Jim, thank you very much. I certainly hope that we can reverse this cycle of pain on the planet and help people get well again. I mean, I can't think of a better tool for de-aging or a person or restoring normal function. This is the sort of thing that we at Life Enthusiasts like to emphasize, that there is a way to bring normal or healthy or optimal function back into the tissue. And this is one of those methods.
Great. And we of course appreciate all that you're doing to get people interested in these alternative types of treatments, whether it be our laser or some of the other wonderful products that you sell. Right. It's right. Nice to see that somebody's focused on doing that.
Right. Indeed. If you think that the professional unit is a little too much for you to consider, well, please look, there's a link nearby for the InfraHelios unit that you could possibly use for your personal use if you like.
Yeah.
So excellent. Thank you very much, Jim. This is Martin Pitella for Life Enthusiast. We are restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.
Thank you.